There comes a time in everyone's life when the world seems to be so large and your life so small. Life can close in and leave you lost and feeling alone, especially if there are health issues or financial strife that appear to be out of control. You're not alone, or are you, without hope or answers? All you have to do is take a moment to clear your thoughts and mind. Open your heart and receive God's love. The grace of God and the sacrifices of Jesus are right here for your ability to enjoy your life free of pain and suffering. The Holy Spirit is just waiting for you to ask for God's love and the grace over your life. This internet radio show is here for just this purpose: to enlighten, empower each and every one of you who seek such peace and harmony in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Hockaday is here to assist in your quest for salvation and God's grace. Welcome to the Abiding Presence Internet Radio Show. Well, here we are. Normally at this time, I would say it's another Tuesday night, and today's date is the 21st of July, 2015. It's about 1.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock Central Daylight Time. And I've been saying that just about every Tuesday night for a little over 3 years. 3 years. And a whole bucket full of shows on the archive page. And tonight is our 200th show. Think of that for a second. 200 radio shows. 200 radio shows talking about grace and prayers, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit and grace. The guys are here. You're here every Tuesday night for 200 radio shows. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're breaking all the rules. It's not going to be a normal Tuesday night. So if I was you, I'd call, text, send, knock on someone's door, tell them to log on to the Abiding Presence Internet Radio Show. Well, Jim, 200 shows.
It's pretty awesome.
It is. You know, it does it seem like 200?
Well, it really doesn't. In on one hand, you know, I don't think so. I mean, time goes by fast.
It really does.
You know, listening to that music. Okay,
yeah.
I just got to tell you what it did to me. All right, because. I didn't know what you were going to do. All right. But I mean, I know you recorded that, but I didn't know when you were going to use it. So it was perfect. Like, you led up to it perfect. Okay.
Right.
And while it's going on, the last thing you were talking about, the guys are with us. And that music starts up, and my mind just goes immediately to a Western. Like I see three horses and cowboys on it riding into town. You know, it's like the guys are riding into town.
Well,
know?
No, that's that. That's
like
the
John
music.
Wayne.
Yeah, but that's the music from the Magnificent Seven.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. That,
I didn't
well,
know
no,
that.
Not this isn't, but no, they have their music, you know, that's world famous.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I don't know. It's 200 shows. We should have something a little special.
Oh,
little,
I like it.
A little dramatic.
Yeah.
And, something else we're going to do here in a little bit is we've never done it before because, well, when you do it, it literally takes over the broadcast.
Hmm.
And that is telephone calls. And if you weren't listening last night and you're listening tonight, we're going to open up the phone lines and you're going to be able to say hello, to say hi to Jim, me, and Ranger. We're going to have live phone calls tonight, but here's something that you need to think about is this is a barn in the middle of Oklahoma on a ranch. There is no 3-second delay. There's no editing, which means if you call the show, it's going to be on the archives page, and so you'll either sound good or you'll sound like an idiot. It's up to you. And also, we want to give the most people the best chance to be on the show, which means it's you can say a lot more than you can ever type in a text or an email. I'll grant you that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we need to keep the telephone calls kind of judiciously short so that we can have as many people call in as possible. And I'm a small radio station. This is a one horse, one dog operation here. And so if you get a busy signal or you get a voicemail that says leave a message, that means that we're talking to somebody on the air. We don't have four or five telephone lines stacked up like most radio stations. We have two. So if one person is on the show talking, the other person either gets a busy signal or they can leave a voice message. So if you get either a busy signal or voice message, it means that someone called before you. And you might have to be a little competitive and a little diligent to get through.
Sure.
But I just want to kind of lay out the rules out there for you. And we'll let you know when we're going to open up the lines. But first, we also have business to do. And that is the business of trying to keep as many people from going to hell as absolutely possible. How else do you say it? Why else would we have 200 radio shows? I mean, we're not selling Dead Sea Scroll steak knives or Revelation oven mitts. We're not hawking little pieces of bed sheet, and we don't have a prayer team standing by for major credit cards and debit cards. We're really just two guys in a barn talking about Christ on a weekly basis. So what would the motivation be if it's not money, fame, or fortune? Obviously, we want to share what we're experiencing, and we want to assist. Now, notice I didn't say help. I said assist. There's a big difference between help. Help means that you really kind of do a lot for someone, whereas an assist means they get the credit, they do it, you just kind of give them a little assistance. And that's all we really try to do, is we try to get you to open up your heart, your mind, your imagination, that possibly no matter how good you feel, no matter how great your life might be, it doesn't matter, and it's fleeting. And it's over. I mean, eventually, everybody, myself, Ranger, Jim, all of you, we're all going to be deader than a can of corned beef. And obviously you think there's more to life than a can of corned beef, that there's a future for you. Scripture says so. And if you subscribe to that, then you're looking for a little assistance. And tonight's assistance is going to be just that. We're going to talk about following directions, understanding information. There's a really bad habit these days of people listening or reading something, and within minutes, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, and you say, why'd you do this? What happened? And they say, I know, I don't understand. Because even though we hear, don't touch that, you'll get burnt, it's like it goes in one ear and out the other, and we end up with blisters on our fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, real easy to do. Seems like it's if you buy into the way that things are going today and you don't really protect yourself, it's just real easy to get distracted in a lot of different ways. And as far as the retention of knowledge from people, you know, today I was watching Chloe, the youngest daughter, and she has volleyball practice starting up, and it's a camp this week. So there's, I don't know, just to give you an idea, there's probably about 10 or 12, maybe 15 schools that come to this camp, and they just do practice, and then they do little scrimmages. And I was there. The coach is a real good guy, and he saw me, and I just nodded at him, you know, and he said something to the girls. Of course, you know, they're playing. And the play had stopped for that one point, and then they're getting ready to serve to him. But he said something to him, and the girls really, they didn't really ignore him as far as that's what they were trying to do. But again, it's this whole thing, in one ear, out the other. And he looks at me and goes, they didn't even listen to that. And I looked at him, I said, if you would text it to them, they probably would get it. And he laughed, and I laughed, you know, and Aaron was there, and she laughed. But isn't it interesting that we're finding ourselves becoming more attached to, and I guess our affinity is more for something that's of technology. We're losing that simple little conversation that goes between two people, where what's said is treasured, respected, logged in, and remembered.
Here at the ranch, we sell square bales of hay. We started, Ranger started her own business called Ranger's Cooking Wood. So we sell 12 different types of flavored wood for people that barbecue and smoke meats. Mm-hmm. And so we have people who call and need directions to the ranch. And no matter how many times we tell them, no matter how much descriptive language we use, it's about 1 in 35 actually follow the directions.
Hmm.
And as you well know, the ranch is very easy to get to.
Right.
It's not a lot of lefts and rights and everything like that.
No.
It's literally, it's very easy to find. The ranch is so easy to find. It's like being in a small town and somebody says, where do they live? And they say, well, just go to the water tower in town.
Right.
And they live next to the water tower.
Make a left and go half a mile down on the right. I mean, that's really all you are, is from one main street.
And so it's just ridiculous that people end up at the neighbors. They'll drive by three or four times. And it really comes down to they don't listen. The other thing is that people want, they say, well, just give me the address so I can put it on my GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is getting smarter and people are becoming dumber.
Right.
There's no other way to put it.
Right.
People are relying on technology, on machines, so much that they're lost without them. If the power goes out in their house, if their cell phone stops working, as far as they're concerned, life is over. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Right.
They can't function.
Yep.
And that shows a direct weakness. Now, there used to be a lot more bookstores than there are now. And you can buy books on the internet that you can read on your machine. But you lose the texture, the smell of a book, carrying the book around. And so people don't read as much. They want things fast and instant when they want it. Well, that's not a book.
Right.
Well, whenever the guys send me to some place like a religious organization on a Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday morning, there aren't very many Bibles in the building. And everything is on a big movie screen. And it's spliced and diced to make whatever the person at the pulpit is saying poignant. Back it up. So they slice and dice scripture to fit what they're saying.
Right.
There's a real disconnect. And it's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to know how many people listen to this show that don't have a Bible. I'm sure there's some. There's got to be. Just the mathematical odds. They don't have one.
Yeah.
And I think it would be sad if they says, well, I don't need a Bible because I just listen to the radio show in the archives. I get everything I need. That sounds like a real compliment since it's your 200th radio show, but it's really not, is it?
No, because it shows a lack of initiative. And that's one of the things that I see as well. All the accommodation that takes place at the fancy buildings that you go to. In fact, what you were describing is the whole PowerPoint thing. And I have a lot of people that'll ask me, you know, we want to do PowerPoint on your message. Can you send it to me? And it's like, no, I can't send it to you. I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Right.
Or they'll say, can you give me the message titles? And even that, I've always bucked it and said, well, I'm not sure. It might change, you know, but when I get there. So when you put some of those pieces together, everything that's taking place, because, you know, the whole idea, and this is really interesting, the places that are really growing like crazy are the places that are changing to meet where people are, and where people are is the way the world's going. So these are the places that are saying things that don't ruffle any feathers. They're making messages extremely short. They're saying things they've got all the PowerPoint up on the screen. Yep. They've got all the verses up on the screen. So really, you don't need to do anything.
No, drive-through Jesus. That's what I call them.
Yeah, that would be a real good way to say it.
Yeah, I call them drive-through Jesus.
Yeah.
There's this one that's taken Oklahoma by storm where it's television buildings.
Right.
They're everywhere.
But it's not just Oklahoma. It's all over the country. Those places.
That organization is?
No, like them.
Oh.
And here's the interesting statistic. There's more people in the buildings that have the television than are in the actual building that's televising the message.
Well, they don't have to be.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying the satellites grow more than the main service.
Right. Okay, folks. We're getting close to open up the phone lines. But first, we've made a few changes. We've done something to the text messaging to make it easier for you to text the show. Over the last 200 shows, every once in a while, somebody would say that they're with Verizon or Sprint or they're with this cell phone company and the texting wouldn't work right. Well, we have some new information on texting the show that will hopefully make it easier. Number one, we have a new word you have to type at the beginning of the show, and that is the word Ranger, R-A-N-G-E-R. It's Ranger's text messaging, so instead of typing Grace, the first word that you type is Ranger, R-A-N-G-E-R. Hi, Ranger. What was that? Ranger. Ranger. That's right. What's dog spelled backwards? That's right. So you type the word Ranger. Then you type your message, hello, comment, whatever you want. And then there's a new number. It's three zeros. That's 99,000. So there's a new first word you have to type, which is Ranger. And then when you press the send button, the new number is 99,000. Also, on the contacts page of the abidingpresence.com website, it'll give this information that you have to say the word Ranger. Type Ranger first. First word you type is Ranger. Then you send it to 99,000. That's 99,000. Emails. Hey, we already got one. It says congrats and thank you. Got our first text. It's supposed to be more efficient and allow for more. We got email is the same. It's the name of Jim's show, The Abiding Presence, all one word, no caps, no spaces, at G, the letter G, gmail.com. We got one here, came in an hour ago. It says, hello, BJ, Jim, and Ranger. 200 shows? Wow, that is awesome. I'm so grateful that my friend Diane from Richmond Hill told me about the show back in May 2015. I started my journey with you. I wish I could say that I have been with you 200 episodes ago from the beginning of this ride. But I am here now allowing the guys to turn my world right side up. And I wanted to tell you how much I've enjoyed all that Christ is doing in me through all of you. Thank you for going against the grain. Blessings. This is from Venetia and
Nice.
Deco, the dog. Ranger, yep. Deco. Deco, say hi to Deco. Good girl. I like that. Deco's a good name for a dog. It says, can you guys speak a bit about spiritual warfare and maybe how you've evolved on the subject? We can do that in just a second. Got another email here that came in 11 minutes ago. Question. You can read my name. I'm in Shelbyville, Tennessee. I am really enjoying the show. Why do some people get healed and others do not? Thank you. This is from Desiree. Jim, why do some people get healed and some don't?
Well, a simple answer, you know, that doesn't have any explanation would be to it. Some people, according to the Word of God, you can see some folks are walking in faith and some folks are not. That's just real simple, kind of to the point. You could say it another way. The way that we kind of say it on the show is some people are connected and most people are not. So connected means there's an outflow of God in your life. In other words, you're experiencing the Holy Spirit. You're experiencing the grace of God. So, you know, it's not an easy question to answer in that we don't know the individual. But on a broader scale, it has a lot to do with how an individual perceives God to be, what their reality is concerning Scripture, concerning their position of being a child of God, where God has already through Christ taken their sickness, how they buy into the sickness. There's a lot of components there, but it really comes down to what a person believes.
My take on this question is this: why do some people get healed and others do not? Why do some people go to heaven and why do some people go to hell? Because on the outside, you would think they should be healed. They're a good person. They do good things. They should go to heaven. They're a good person. They do good things. But they're not. They're not being healed. They're going to hell. I'm not saying if someone isn't healed, that means they're going to hell. I want to clarify this. What I'm saying is, it's about a connection, an individual connection to Christ. You can lead an exemplary life, pay your taxes, give money to the poor, buy dog food for animal shelters. I mean, you can just be the greatest person on the face of the planet. But if you never have that connection, you never give yourself to Christ, you're not going to go to heaven. And even when Jesus was walking around this planet with all of his 12 little buddies, there were people that were healed, and there were people right next to him who were never healed. So obviously, it wasn't because Jesus was hit or miss. It wasn't that it was, oh, it's a Tuesday, it's kind of rainy, cloudy. I really don't feel like getting rid of any leprosy today. Why don't we just hang out, boys? It's just not going to be a good day for grace. No. The difference between someone being healed and not being healed is them, the choices they make in their heart. Do they recognize they have a spirit? Do they even acknowledge that they're a spirit being, that there is a higher power, that there is heaven, there is hell? And this isn't something that you can force feed somebody. You can't browbeat them into it. You can't bribe them into it. You can't sell them on it. It's something that each of us has to choose. And how do you control that? You can't. We got some text that came in. It says,
good.
Celebrating with you by eating Mike and Ike's. That's the Weavers. We got another text that says, how much does praying in tongues assist in making a connection with God? Jim?
Well, there is something to be said about that. And, you know, I don't have the time to get into it, but I'll just say that praying in other tongues is not something that your mind is fruitful in most of the time when you're praying, but it's something that your spirit, one of the translations says, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. So that means your spirit to the Holy Spirit, that there's a connection. Now, I will have to clarify this. When you hear somebody praying in other tongues and somebody's really connected, you can tell. You can tell. It's the same thing as saying when somebody's talking about a subject and they really know what they're talking about, there seems to be some type of a mastery there. In other words, they really know what they're saying and you get it versus someone that's still talking about the subject, but they don't really have a clue how to work it. And there's just something missing and you can tell. I say that to say you can babble and not be connected, or you can pray in other tongues and have a connection. So it is important, just as much as we're talking about the choices that we make, it's important that you're connected to the Holy Spirit.
Okay, let's go back to text messages to this question. Can you guys speak a bit about spiritual warfare and maybe how you've evolved on the subject? Jim?
Well, I mean, what you mean by spiritual warfare is the warfare or the work that Satan would bring against you. Well, first, I just need to be real emphatic about this. The devil is defeated, and you've got to know that. And if you don't know that, and as long as you're still trying to mix everything that's going on in your life and attribute that to the work of Satan, you're not taking responsibility for the things that you do yourself. So I needed to get that clear. Satan is defeated. Now, in the world, there's all kinds of activity. And demons will accommodate people. There's no doubt about it. But really and truly, the whole importance is if I'm spending time enjoying God and His grace, and my choices are to facilitate that relationship, why am I really worried about or even considering anything else? Over the weekend, and I'll just share this one thing, there was an individual, and I spent some time with him, and he was really battling some of the thoughts that were coming to his mind about maybe I'm not saved. And I said, well, here's the thing. I said, it's an absolute to be saved. Jesus made it very specific. If you really gave your heart to Christ and you're all in, Jesus then gave his life to you. I said, so for you to vacillate back and forth, whether it is or whether it isn't, and then feel like it's the devil that's making you feel all these thoughts, I said, you really need to just lay the hammer down and just become absolute and get rid of those thoughts by realizing that if you are saved, you are. Now leave it alone and enjoy the Lord. Be connected to Him.
Okay, my take on this question, can you guys speak a bit about spiritual warfare and maybe how you've evolved on the subject? I think, and there is scripture to kind of back up this philosophy of mine, is that I think the greatest battle, the greatest spiritual warfare is within us all, with ourselves. Because the biggest struggle is not with negative energy or heaven or hell or whether God exists or Satan exists or if the devil's got you in a chokehold. It's really the greatest warfare, really the greatest battle is to consciously choose to ignore and disregard the flesh in this world and acknowledge that you're a spirit being. It's a real tug of war, because the love of grace is in all of us. We're born with it. Jesus' blood paid for it, which means that there is a divine spark in us, our spirit, our heart, our soul, the true being that we are, however you want to put it. We all have that. But yet, think of the day-to-day struggle, the real battle to acknowledge that. And once you acknowledge it, how do you decide to enhance it, to allow it to grow, and allow your bills and your job and your hobbies and the 10 o'clock news to fall by the wayside? So I think the greatest battle, the greatest spiritual warfare, is not heaven or hell. It's in all of us. It's the battle to acknowledge where we come from, whose image we're made in, and exactly what are you going to do about it? And see, that's a war that can only be won by the individual. It's a battle where there's no lines, there's no boundaries, no limits, no time involved, and you can't ask anybody to take your place. It's all or nothing. It's like rock climbing without a safety net or a parachute or anybody being around. It's just you and the mountain, and you're climbing.
Okay.
That's my thought of that.
Okay.
All right. Here it comes, folks. We're at that point. I want to refresh the screen. We don't have any emails right now. And just because we're going to open up the phone lines doesn't mean that you still can't send emails or text messages. Remember, folks, the text messaging is different now. It's the first word that you have to type is Ranger. It isn't Grace anymore. It's Ranger. R-A-N-G-E-R, Ranger. And then when you press the send button, it's 993 zeros. That's 99,000. It's on the contacts page. But we've never done this before, but in celebration of the 200th radio show, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be opening up the telephones. That's right. You're going to be able to talk to Jim, myself, and Ranger. You'll be able to say that personal hello or I love you to anybody else that listens to the show. I'll start giving the telephone number out. Remember, one call at a time. We'll see if anybody is brave enough to call. Who knows? We might have to call ourselves. What is it, Ranger? Ranger. That's right, Ranger. So, as we open up the phone lines for the first time on the 200th broadcast of The Abiding Presence with your host, Jim Huckaday, are you ready to call the barn and say hello? Notice we got new music tonight and all kinds of things going on. Okay, folks, here's the number. The area code, what?
Before you say that, I just had a little idea, kind of, you know, the show host type stuff, you know, the TV things.
You don't want to open up the phone lines?
No, I want to do this. The first caller that we get.
What?
I'm going to send them one of my books.
The first caller?
Yeah. I'll give them a choice of what book they want. I've only got five, so it's not like there's a lot. And I'll send them that book if they'd want it. Now, they might not want it, so.
Really?
So, you know, maybe we'll send them one of your horse books. But the first caller that comes in, I'm going to send them one of my books. Just all they got to do is just give me their address.
Okay, well, not to be outdone by you, the second caller of the show, I won't make any jokes. I won't make fun of them.
Okay, there you go.
That's probably more popular than the book.
There you go.
The phone is ringing, and we haven't even given out the number yet. Let's just see what happens here. Caller, welcome to The Abiding Presence. Are you there? Are you there? Hello?
Hey, this is, I was calling to see if I can get a pizza.
If you can get a pizza, yeah. What kind of pizza would you like, sir? You want it delivered, or are you going to pick it up?
Hey, this is Breakfast Ed.
Breakfast Ed! He's disappointed because I said, yeah, you got to pick it up or deliver. Did I blow it? You know, breakfast, Ed.
He's got a long way to come in order to get that pizza.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't make it till we knew. It's not like I'm going to make it now and it's going to be all green as grass when he gets here. Breakfast, Ed, how are you tonight?
We're doing great. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing good.
Congratulations on show 200.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
You guys are ahead of Magnum PI, but you still got about 50 shows to go before you get to MASH. So
wow.
I think you're well on the way.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, but just think of Gunsmoke and Bonanza. I wonder how many shows they had. How many shows Gunsmoke and Bonanza had.
I know that makes me kind of wonder even about MASH, as many years as that was on. Only maybe what?
Ed? I looked it up a little while ago. It was 256.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'd be ready for you to
know here. NYPD Blue was on for like 10, 12 seasons. But Gunsmoke was on for over 25 years. But I don't know if anybody remembers Gunsmoke or not.
I do.
Breakfast Ed, I got a question for you. Do you really take Jim out for breakfast?
Well, every time he's here, we, of course, have our ceremonial breakfast, and then we go spend a glorious 4 or 5 hours out on the golf course.
Yeah, great. Hell on earth. That's what a golf course is. It's a waste of good pasture. I'm glad that you called. Thank you so much for listening to the show each week. Thanks for all of your support, by the way. You're a big supporter of the show, and I really appreciate that. I know my dog Ranger does, and thanks for calling in tonight, Jim.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, I thought we'd jump the gun a little bit. I know you guys didn't even announce, but I looked it up on BJ's website
that was actually pretty good.
That was pretty clever. He looked it up on
So, Ed, since you're on the phone, did you call with a question or a thought? Go ahead.
No, I was just calling to congratulate you guys.
Okay.
I mean, you guys come ready to play every week. All the listeners I know appreciate it, and I just thought I'd jump the gun before Tim calls here in just a little while to say
Mulligan Tim.
Mulligan Tim.
Appreciate you guys.
Well, hey, Ed, before you go, I just want to hear, just give one small little tidbit of something that really has meant something from the show. Because I've seen how it's working in your life, and you're getting it, and you're working it on a daily basis. So tell me one thing that kind of stands out to you.
Yeah, you know, I think, and Tim and I were actually texting about this today, that probably the one thing that stands out is the thing that you guys have been talking about since show number one. That's really not intuitive to most Christians. Most Christians think they got to try harder, they've got to work harder, they've got to read more, they've got to do everything in their power, and it's so contradictory. You guys have been talking about getting out of your own way for so long, and I think that's probably the number one tip that I take away from your show every week is how, the less you're involved, the more relaxed you are, the more you're seeing God in everything, the better things go for you on a daily basis.
Excellent.
Well, we'd let you talk longer, but since you'd mentioned golf, that's about it.
Great. Well, congratulations again. Appreciate you guys, and
okay.
We'll listen to the next 200, huh?
All right. Thanks,
bye.
Ed.
Oh, my God, another 200 shows.
I don't think it can happen.
No, I got things to do.
I do, too. Gosh.
I got to go shopping. I need socks.
I need new socks. I know.
Another two. Okay, folks, here's the number. Area code 918. That's area code 918. 366. 918-366-4626. That's area code 918-366-4626. 4626 is the number to call in. You can just call in and say, hi, I wanted to hear myself on the radio. Or say hello to Ranger, whatever you want to say. Caller, welcome to The Abiding Presence. Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Who?
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, you got to turn the speakers down on your computer. It's reverbing.
Turn that down a little bit.
Okay, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
How are you? Where are you calling from, Jennifer?
I'm actually calling from Perryville, Kentucky. Jim was just here yesterday and the day before at Faith Church.
Well, I'm glad you called, Jennifer. Do you want to use your Visa, MasterCard, or debit card?
Well, he's just kidding.
American Express.
That'll work. The feed store takes American Express, sweetheart. I'll be more than happy to get. No, we're glad that you called. Hey, okay, it's just me and you, Jennifer. Nobody's listening. All right, tell me, does he do a good job when he's on the road? Because I never go. Does he do a good job?
I didn't get to go this time, but my mom and dad love listening to him, and they always have great things to say.
Really? How come you didn't go?
I wasn't feeling well.
You weren't?
No, I should have went, though. Could have got a good healing, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. Jennifer, let me give you a safety tip. I can't make a joke, because I said
that's right.
the second caller I wouldn't make fun of.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to be straight up now.
Boy, I got screwed.
There's my miracle.
Yeah. Boy, did I get screwed on this deal. That was a perfect one, too.
Did you hear her say, there's my miracle?
Yeah, boy, did you dodge a bullet, Jennifer. Well, I'm glad that you're listening tonight. Tell your mom and dad I have a lot of respect for them and fortitude to sit down and listen to him speak for hours, because I have to do it every week, and I've been doing it for 200 Tuesday nights, so I feel their pain.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer, do you listen to the show on a regular basis, or is this one of the first times?
No, I've actually listened to you guys before. If it happened to be here at the time that mom and dad are listening, I get to enjoy it for a little while before I have to go home.
Well, right. Awesome.
Well, have a good night.
I will. You too.
Thanks, bye. Jennifer.
All right, bye.
See, folks, that's how easy it is to be on the show. That's area code 918-366-4626. You know, I have an 800 number, but I don't want to confuse people because it's for my radio show about horses.
Okay.
But, I mean, it rings into that 918-366. So, oh, we got another call, and this is our 200th radio show. 200. Hello, caller. How are you tonight?
Hi, you guys. I'm doing great. This is Karen from Burleson, Texas.
Hey, how are you?
I am happy. I cannot believe you guys are doing this. This is, like, amazing. I've always wanted to do this.
Taking phone calls?
Yes. No, I mean, being able to call in, it's amazing. So
well,
you
know,
you.
If it goes good and we have a lot of people call and a lot of people listen to the show, it might happen again. I mean, it's literally... Karen, all I'm doing here is flicking the right switches. I mean, it's not rocket science.
You guys are rocking it. I'm so proud of you. That's so cool. Okay. Well, I don't want to take too long, but I probably will make that mistake. I just want to say thank you for so many shows that have just blessed our whole family. We've been listening to this show for about 2 years.
Wow.
But we've been following Jim for, I don't know, how many years. It's been a while now, and we just love you guys. And when I listen to you, it's like having a friend hanging out with me, and I don't feel alone. So it's awesome.
That's really wonderful. Hey, Karen, whereabouts are you again now in Texas?
I'm in Burleson, Texas. It's just, we kind of just are south of Fort Worth. We kind of just butt up to the Metroplex.
Where have you, now is there a place that you've, where I've been that you've, heard me speak?
Yeah, one of the most memorable places actually was in Lubbock when we were in the barn.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
I was the dork that, it was so funny because Jim, BJ Jim, basically punched me in the stomach, and it was awesome that you're going to laugh, but I could not stop laughing. Like, my daughter just, we were rolling on the floor because I was too serious, and
yeah.
It was like whatever spirit of fear, just crap that I was, I don't know, it's hilarious. I was needing healing, and it was just like the Lord just knocked me on my butt, and I was laughing. And it was the most, it just changed our lives, because it was so ridiculous, and it changed our lives, because I'm just way too serious.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you listened to the show. I'm glad that you called. And thanks a lot for listening. It means a lot to us.
Well, I mean, seriously, we love you guys. I don't know what I'd do without just having y'all around. I hope someday that our family can make our way up that way and get to meet Ranger. And my daughter really, really wants to hear Ranger say hello to her. Her name is Rachel.
Ranger, come here. Say hi to Rachel. Ranger. Oh, she's sleeping. Come on, Ranger, wake up. Rachel. Rachel. Say Rachel. There you go. How was that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Ranger's had a big day. Yeah, Ranger's had a big day. She's trying to sleep, and we keep waking her up to bark on the show. Well, have a good night.
Bless you, Karen.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, folks, the number is 918-366-4626. We've got some emails here. We haven't had any more text. Remember, we changed the text tonight, and it's going to be this way. The key word is Ranger. And after you type Ranger, when you press the send button, there's a new number. It's 99,000. So the first word you have to text is Ranger, and then you send it to 99000. Caller, welcome to the Abiding Presence. How are you tonight?
Awesome.
Who is this?
Roman from Pasco.
Hey, Roman, you've been sending us some emails lately on the show.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah, they're good emails. We appreciate your participation.
Hey, Roman.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
And where are you? You're where?
Pasco, Washington. It's Tri-City, Kennewick, Richland, and Pasco. They call it Tri-City.
Okay.
It's south of Spokane.
Oh, okay, so you're south of Spokane, Washington. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty country.
Yeah, yep. Well, we are here kind of in more like desert area.
Oh, okay.
You know Hanford?
No, I've never been to Washington.
Okay, well, if you know something about history, they make, Japanese town they blow up with the nuclear bomb?
Oh.
In Nagasaki?
Yeah.
Well, they make that bomb here at this nuclear plant where... Here, in our area.
Oh, well, that's good, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Roman. Can you walk around your house with the curtains closed and no lights on and you just kind of give off a nice little glow? Are you?
No.
No radiation poisoning in your home, Roman?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I have
a grace. I have a grace everywhere in my house.
Well, okay. Good for you.
Yeah, I just want you to know that if you ever step out of the shower and you look in the mirror and there seems to be a glow, an aura around you, it's probably not Jesus. It's because of the nuclear weapons. Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling and keep sending us emails, okay?
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
What is that? How many calls is that? You keep track.
Okay, so it's
four.
One, two, three, four.
Four, so write it down. We've had four calls.
Okay,
folks, 918-366-4626. Remember, if you get the voicemail or you get a busy signal, it means that somebody beat you to the punch. If you hear us talking to somebody on the show. And we want you to call. That's the whole point of our 200th show, is to have some fun and people to say hello. Okay, we got an email here that says, happy 200th show. One of the great things about the radio show is you don't talk about the devil or money. It is very refreshing. I like to say hi to my friend, Venetia. May the guys bless you with many more shows. This is Diane from Toronto.
Toronto, yeah.
Yeah. I thought Diane might call because she gives a lot of emails.
Yeah. And you know who else I'm wondering is going to call? I wonder if, and do you have, I'm sure you do, you've got ready the biker stuff just in case grandpa.
You know, the funny thing about calling is that people think their voice sounds funny. You know, they're afraid that you're going to make fun of them because you're very disrespectful to people, Jim. So, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of apprehensive because the phone lines are open and we're not getting a call. We got another email that came in 5 minutes ago. It says, hi, Jim and BJ. Congratulations on your 200th show from Michelle, Renee, and Faith. And their last name starts with an M. There's no way I'm going to say their name right. They live in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. We really enjoy listening to your show. And Michelle sent it.
Great. Thank you, Michelle.
I could never pronounce this name. It'd be Mosesian or something. Mosesian. Or Mavs season or something. I'm messing it up, and I don't want to do that. But I just wanted to make sure that I tried so they know who we're referring to. Okay, folks, we're up to speed on emails. We're up to speed on phone calls. We're up to speed on text messaging. We need emails. We need text messaging. The phone line's open, 918-366-4626. That's area code 918-366-4626. So give us a call and say hi. Say hello. You can say, you know, you don't even have to say hello to us. You can say hello to somebody else you know that's listening.
Yeah.
Just to mention your friend's name or relative. Also, the new texting, the first word that you have to type is Ranger, R-A-N-G-E-R, Ranger, and then you send it to 99,000. So the first word you type is Ranger, and then you send that to 99,000. Hello, welcome to Jim's 200th radio show. Who is this?
This is Cooper in Florence.
Cooper, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Haven't you sent some emails before?
I have. I was the one that told you about Jim eating all the cookies and stuff.
Yeah, well, he does that here too, Cooper. He does.
I know it.
Hey, wait a minute.
You needed to know it.
Where are you located at?
Florence, South Carolina.
Florence, South Carolina.
Yeah.
I've never been to South Carolina.
I was just there last week.
The farthest that area I've ever been is Georgia, and I was buying cattle. Well, I was buying calves. I was buying 300 to 500 pound steers and heifers and hauling them home and filling them full of drugs and reselling them. Oh, I made a lot of money.
Well, I've seen Jim twice since I've been listening to him, and I started somewhere around 60 radio programs.
Oh, okay.
60.
Oh,
around
okay.
The 60th?
Yeah.
So
and
Cooper
he was in somewhere over there around the coast, right out of Beaufort, and I saw that was the second time.
That's
I
right.
saw him.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him was over around Kershaw.
Oh.
It's not Kershaw. It's a little place that's outside of Kershaw, about 10 or 15 miles.
So you've been listening since show number 60?
Yeah.
Well, I got you beat. I've been listening since show number 1.
Well, you know, some people have all the problems.
You know what? That's the funniest thing I've heard tonight. Some people. That was great. I hope you keep listening.
And I will.
Thank you so much. You have a good
Thanks,
night.
Thanks, Cooper. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
I'm loving these calls.
Yeah, they're good people.
I know. I wish we had just, bam, one right after another. I'd rather talk to them than you any old time.
I can see it.
This is fun.
Yeah.
918-366-4626. That's area code 918-366-4626. Let me refresh the screen, see if we got any emails. We got an email, just came in about 3 minutes ago. It says, please keep my information private. Well, we can do that. See, that's the way you start
right.
an email off is that way. All right, let's take this call real quick. Caller, welcome to the Abiding Presence. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I just called to say hi. It's Catherine from Pickering.
Hey, she yep. emails every week.
Yeah, she does.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you guys.
So, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well. How about you guys?
Oh, I don't know. It's okay. Are you kidding me? We're bouncing off the walls in the barn. You know, it's 200 shows.
I know. It's so amazing. You guys, you really, really boost our faith and help us to move forward, and I'm so appreciative.
Oh, well, that was thoughtful. That was sweet to say.
Yeah, you know, since you listen and send us some emails like you do, let me ask you a question, and I'm going to do this every once in a while here. What is it that seems to stand out to you about the shows that helps you?
I think it's always the challenge for me to look at myself and see where it is that I'm hiding myself from moving forward and causing myself not to move forward. I really liked when we had to carry around the fork, because it was a constant reminder that God is with me all the time.
That's really good.
Yeah. That was the whole point of that, when we had really people carry a fork. That was the whole point about leaving the fork in the middle of a high-traffic area in your home and telling people, don't touch it, walk around it, live around it, vacuum around it.
You know, BJ, I like what she said, because, you know, I'm out there all the time preaching to a lot of people. And
right.
What's being articulated here is she likes holding herself accountable with what's being said.
Yeah.
And that's the very opposite of the majority of the people that you're sharing this with. They don't like that. So I appreciate that. I'm sure you have some wonderful testimonies as well of what the Lord's doing for you, don't you?
I really do, you know, and it's actually so much fun and so
awesome.
Comforting from different from the way I used to live.
I got a question for you real briefly, and then we'll let you get back to your evening of listening to the show. What is a topic that we haven't covered yet, or a subject that you would like us to that we haven't? You have any suggestions or ideas?
Oh, gee. I don't know off the top of my head. I'll think about it, though, and
well,
email you.
Well, if you do, well, either email us, text us, or call us back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good night.
Hey, Jim, will you be in Toronto again in the next little bit?
There's nothing scheduled right now, but, you know, I do have still a lot of openings for the fall time, and especially for the, of course, you know, coming to Toronto in the wintertime is not necessarily the greatest thing in the world, you know? It's freezing up there. But for the fall, you know, I do have opportunities, so I'm not sure, you know. Whereabouts have you seen me in Toronto?
At TICC.
Okay. Well, at this point, I'm not scheduled, but maybe things will change.
Okay, super. Thank you.
Bless you all now. Bye.
Bye.
You know, really what people have to do is wherever they saw you, mm-hmm. they need to call them and ask when you're coming back.
Well, I think so, too.
No, I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, if I went somewhere and saw somebody
yeah.
at, you know, like a special place.
In fact, I'm glad you just said that, because then we can mention that, too, when we get a thought like that, a question.
Yeah, I mean, and also, not just that we just asked Karen and Pickering, but if there's a subject that we haven't covered or a topic that we haven't talked about that you want, call us. Even if you just want to call and say hello. When have we ever, in over 3 years and 200 shows, we've never taken phone calls before?
No, this is
how
cool.
many have we had so far now?
We have 7 now.
7. We should have 37. Okay, 918-366-4626. If you're worried about toll charges, I'm going to give you the 800 number, and you can try it. It's 855, okay? It's like 800, but it's 855-STALL-13. That's 855 STALL13. That's the 800 number for my radio show about horses. So if you're worried about toll calls, you can call 855-STALL13. That's 855-STALL13. Caller, welcome to The Abiding Presence. Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Lauren from New Jersey. I had coffee with Jim when he was last
hey,
here
Lauren.
With my husband, Sam. Hi,
yeah.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing? It's good to hear your voice.
Good.
I didn't.
Great.
What, you didn't have any coffee?
I didn't have coffee. I don't drink coffee. It stunts your growth.
No.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, Sam and Lauren are really awesome. So we had a good time. How are things going in Jersey?
Good. I'm excited for you to come back.
Okay, well, I'll be coming back in September.
That's awesome. Things have been going pretty good. I think I've definitely learned over listening to the radio show, I think a gradual progression. Like, I feel like I hear from God more often.
Good.
I feel like I get a quicker turnaround on my prayers, or, like, I'll ask God about something, and then I'll feel like he answers me sometimes by the end of the day, and I'll be like, oh, that was fast. You know, even though I know it could be, like, even sooner, like a second.
Sure.
But I am seeing progress.
Good.
And I think what you said to me was really helpful about not being so hard on myself that I don't appreciate what God actually is doing in my life, because I want it to be so much more real than it is that I can enjoy where I'm at.
Right.
I think letting go of the pressure has helped me to appreciate God more, and he's become more real.
Good, good. Well, that is part of the prescription there. I mean, this isn't supposed to be a work. It's supposed to be a rest and an enjoyment, you know, a relationship.
Sure.
Well, I'm glad that you called. Thank you.
I really appreciate both of you, BJ. I've never met you, but I appreciate both of you so much, and you guys are like my church, and I try to listen every week.
I haven't been in New Jersey, but I've got relatives there, and I'll tell you something about New Jersey. My family started the very first Wheelwright livery stable in New Jersey back in the 1600s.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
Do you know where, BJ?
I sort of do. It's I'm not precise, but where it was is no longer a town or community. But
is it northern Jersey, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
Because whoever started that livery stable Wheelwright, which they make wagon wheels. That's what a Wheelwright does, makes wagon wheels and fixes them. Their son was in the Revolutionary War in the Army of the Potomac with George Washington and doctored horses during the Revolutionary War.
Hmm.
That's my that's my family background.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful summer.
Absolutely.
Lauren, and it'll be fun to see you guys again.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, we need more phone calls. That's 918-86... Well, it's... Okay, it's 855-STALL-13. That's 855-STALL-13 is a toll-free number. Or you can just dial direct 918-366-4626. Okay, we got a text that just popped up on the screen. It says, Jim, read this for BJ. Act 2.38, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. BJ, are you afraid of water? Nope. I'm not afraid of water. I used to swim in the ocean.
There you go.
Because I haven't been baptized?
I guess that's what they're alluding to. Maybe I haven't been baptized.
Yeah, well, I don't... Why would I want to be baptized when I spend all my time talking with the guys?
Well, I understand.
You know?
But, you know, as far as for those of you that just wrote this in, do you know there's well, I'm going to get cut off here.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, let me just finish it.
Go ahead. Finish what you're going to say.
Is it okay?
Hey, you got to turn whoever's on the phone, you got to turn your speakers down. There we go. Okay, what were you going to say, Jim?
Well, I was just going to say that all the rules don't hold sure and fast for everything as far as, it's too big of a subject to get into except to say this. When somebody begins to experience God in a very real way, there are certain attributes that can be added to that as a result of some things like a baptism or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But for the majority of people that are struggling to make a connection, these things have become more a part of the methodology of the church world.
The business.
Of doing this. Now, I'm not saying that it's not... I mean, baptism is a show to the world of your salvation. It is a public display that Christ is in your life. Okay? So it is wonderful in its own essence, but as far as holding everybody to a strict and fast rule with that, that doesn't mean someone can't have an amazing relationship with God without having been baptized first. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay, caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking with? Who is this?
This is Business Card Bob.
Business Card Bob! Hey, Bob! Oh my God! Okay, the reason is okay, folks. For you who do not know of quote unquote Business Card Bob, is Bob lives back east, New Jersey somewhere
in Jersey,
and I don't know what his job is, but every time Business Card Bob sends an email to the show, there's a business card at the bottom of his email with his photograph of this man in a suit with a tie, looking very, you know, professional. And so I after a while, when I would click on email, I'd open it up and it'd just be bam, and I'd go, oh, this is Business Card Bob's email.
Hey, what's happening, Bob? How are you doing?
Well,
Bob?
I it's exciting that you allowed people to call in tonight, so I wanted to take advantage of that. But I guess I just wanted to encourage you guys and tell you that you guys are a blessing, and keep doing what you're doing. You've helped keep me on track, get me away from religion, and really understand who I am in Christ, and standing the right way with God and my relationship. So it's been a real blessing, and our meetings are still going here in New Jersey. And,
good, good.
You know, you guys are a big part of that. And BJ, I had a funny thing happen today. My secretary in my office listens. I have some people in my office that listen to the program.
Yeah.
And she said to me today, she goes, yeah, I wonder what BJ looks like. She goes, I've never seen him. So I pulled your Facebook page up, and I showed her your picture. She goes, oh, I never thought he would look like that. And I said, what do you think he looked like?
What did she find my appearance displeasing? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, just, you know.
Most people, when they see my photograph, they say the voice doesn't match. Is the first thing they say.
Yeah.
And then the other thing they say, they see my photograph and they say, I can see that guy with a shotgun holding up a stagecoach.
Yeah. Wild Bill Hickok.
That's what you told us about BJ a long time ago, what he looked like. So.
You told him I rob stagecoaches?
No, I didn't. I told him that you look, if you know your Wild West history, looks like Wild Bill Hickok.
Actually, a lot of my appearance has to do with my grandmother, which actually isn't, I'm not talking about DNA. Many years ago, over 20-something years ago, I was at my grandmother's house for supper one night, and she was going through some old family photos. And she said, here's an old photograph of your great-great-grandfather. He was a Pony Express rider, and he rode from Cheyenne to Laramie, Wyoming, in the Pony Express.
That's pretty cool.
And she held the photograph up to me, and then she took her dish rag, and she draped it over my head. And then she says, hold on a second. Well, then she got in the kitchen drawer, and she got out a roll of masking tape, and she started putting masking tape on my face.
Really?
Yeah. And then she says, here, go look at yourself in the mirror. And I thought, oh my gosh, she's, you know, grandma's had a stroke and, you know, she's lost her mind. She's crazy. And I went in the bathroom and looked at the mirror. And then she says, here, look at the photograph. And she says, if you let your hair grow and you have a mustache and a goatee, she says, you would look really, really like your great-great-grandfather.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And she says, you ought to do it. So I let my hair grow past my shoulders, mustache, goatee, and when I finally, you know, got there, she says, oh, I really like this. And she says, do me a favor. She says, don't ever change this unless I tell you to. And I said, Grandma, I give you my word. I won't cut my hair. I won't shave my face. I won't do that until you tell me to. A week later, she passed away.
Oh.
Well.
And so over the years, people have said, you should do this, you should do that. And I tell them that story, and I say, well, I gave my word to my grandmother. If I can't keep my word to my grandmother, then who in the world could I ever keep my word to?
Right, that's really good.
That's a true story, just for you, Business Card Bob.
That's good.
Hey, BJ, you know, with Bob, the cool part about these telephone calls, Lauren, who just called from New Jersey, goes to the meeting that Bob puts on that I go to. So Bob's the one that sponsors that meeting in New Jersey.
Way to go, Bob.
Yeah.
We'd call you Meeting Bob, but Business Card Bob sounds better.
Yeah, it's already taken.
I know.
So,
well, Jim, you're going to be back in October, so we're looking forward to you coming.
Well, tell me about this woman in your office, your secretary. What's her name?
Her name is Pam.
Really? How tall is she?
Let's see, 5'5", 5'6".
Okay. Has she got light hair, dark hair?
Dark hair. She's young, 29 years old.
Does she have any ink, any, like, prison tattoos or anything?
No. No shackles, no tattoos.
No. She listens to the show, right?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, I wonder what the look on little... What's her name, Pam?
Pam, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what the look on little Pammy's face is going to be when she asks if I asked about Prison Ink. You know, sometimes, Bob, I laugh. I'm the only one laughing, and it doesn't really seem to bother me too much.
No, it doesn't.
Well, that's good.
It doesn't.
You have a good night.
Yeah, keep going. Keep teaching this this message. It's a good thing.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thanks, Bob. We'll see you.
Bye. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, folks, don't be shy. 918-366-4626. If you don't want to call 918-366-4626, please send us a text message. Remember, it's our 200th show, so we've changed some things. The new word that you first have to type in a text is Ranger. And then when you press the send button on your text, it's now 9930. That's 99,000. Also, the email is the same, theabidingpresence@G. Gmail, as in Grandma's Gravy. Okay, we do have a text that came in 20 minutes ago. They wanted to keep their information private. It's a really long email. And it starts off with, Jim, I have been listening to your MP3, What is Reality? And I am spirit-filled and can speak in tongues. I hear the Holy Spirit randomly. And so their question is, they seem to have a connection with Christ randomly, and they want to know how to make it constant. What any tips you have for making it constant? And I think this is a question that a lot of people have. Though maybe they've seen a prayer answered, maybe they've had a prayer answered, but only one. And so it's very frustrating because they'll say, I don't understand. I prayed and my prayer was instantly answered. I don't understand. I saw grace. I heard the voice of God. And where are you? What happened? What right. have I done wrong?
Right.
What's changed?
Yeah. Well, one thing that I'll say, and then you can comment, is, you know, one of my favorite scriptures goes back to John 15, and it's 7 and 8. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you desire, and that shall be done for you. And in this my Father is glorified, that you would bear much fruit. All right, well, what the meaning of that is, when it says, if you abide in me, it says, if you stay continually connected to me. And that's a part of what we're talking about. You know, tonight's show is very real to me, because I've had experiences, even here tonight, coming to the ranch. I don't even know what happened, and it's not like it happens a lot, but BJ had given me some specific direction about the gate and how that the entrance of the gate, it wasn't working, and that he would come down and open up, trip the exit, and then I could come in that direction. And so I called him a quarter mile from the ranch, which is perfect, you know.
Yeah, you said a quarter of a mile, and I says, I'll be right there to open the gate.
And you know, folks, you're gonna laugh, okay? And I don't even care if you do laugh, okay? Because the point being made is far more than whether someone laughed at me, all right? I cannot even tell you why. I don't even think my mind was going on 100 different things. But all of a sudden, like as though I'm in autopilot, I pull up to the little keypad and punch it in. It's like, what am I doing? And the gate opens, but now it's going to have a hard time closing, which thank God it did close, okay?
It don't close.
But the point is, I come up, it's like, how'd you get here? BJ's getting his little Ranger to go down there. I pull up, and it's like, how'd you get in there? In the end gate, and it's like, oh my God, I just told you, don't do that. So my point is this. We have to really guard ourselves against what's going on in the world, that if you don't pay attention to it, it'll eat your lunch. And that's a real good example right there of how you can get off clicks away, where you get used to the technology of the world, you get used to paying attention to other things besides real people, and being locked into a conversation where you give your full attention. And I mean that according to what she just asked about knowing God more.
Probably the second biggest question, other than questions about Ranger, you know, how obedient she is, how smart she is, you know, and stuff. And you know, I just say, right, she's a dog.
That you get, you mean?
Yeah, about Ranger. That's the most popular question, is I get questions about Ranger's behavior and the way I talk to her and the things that she does. The second most question I get is from people that are aware of the show or are aware that I have a relationship with the guys. And the question is, how did you get to a point where you're 24/7 connected to the guys? Well, I could tell you how it went for me and the choices that I made, but I don't. And the reason is I'm not trying to be coy or secretive or exclusive or feel special. It is because the point is, it's an individual journey. It really is. As much as you love your husband or wife, as much as you love your children, as much as the children love their grandparents, you can't love somebody to heaven. All you can do is live by example to show them what grace has done in your life and what a wonderful relationship you have with the guys. It's really by example. And then they can say, I want that. And you can say, well, you have it. You just have to access it. I can tell you there are some things that are helpful, but I'd rather tell you the things that I really categorize them as dangerous. And I'll tell you why they're dangerous. Because other than any other point of Jim's radio show and what I'm about to say, they're not dangerous. They're fun. They feel good. They taste good. They looked good. They're normal. They're goals to achieve. They're pleasantries of life. They're things and objects that are a testament to your good breeding, the way you live your life. They seem positive, but in the spirit realm of Christ and having a relationship with Jesus, they're dangerous. They're inhibitors. They're walls. They're bars to jump over. They're doors that are closed. And unless you recognize them as such, the likelihood of you having a real solid 24/7 connection isn't impossible. It's just a lot harder. Caller, welcome to the Abiding Presence. How are you tonight?
I'm good, BJ. How's it going?
Pretty good. Welcome to Jim's 200th radio show.
Well, I tried. That prompted me to call in.
Well, who are you? Tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Bill, and I'm from Burleson, Texas. And I believe you actually spoke to my wife, Karen, a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks,
we did.
Bill, for calling.
Well, how's Karen? Is she okay?
She's doing pretty good.
Fact, what are you chuckling? Hold on, Bill. Why are you laughing at that?
Because it sounded like our conversation possibly damaged her. Like, is she okay after she called? You know,
I'm not going to speak for Bill, but he had no reaction to it.
Yeah.
Apparently, your negative thoughts are the only thing that brought such things to this. See, Bill, that's the cross I have to bear every Tuesday night, is attitude like that.
So that is an enormous cross that you carry, BJ. I don't know how you get by with it.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate
it. I'm blessed to have you on my side, Bill. Yep. So Karen said you need to call in, huh?
She did. You know what? We have been enjoying your show for, I would say, probably a couple of years now.
Great.
I haven't been able to meet you in person, BJ, but I have had the opportunity to meet Jim, and I just really wanted to congratulate you all on the 200th show, and really appreciate what the impact has been in my life, helping me to learn about becoming more absolute, and really just trying to dial in on what's important.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you so much. That was nice, wasn't it,
Jim?
Yeah,
it's really good, Bill. Thanks so much, and we just trust the show's going from here on out. We'll just continue to help people to really dial into God. You
we
know?
Really try to make every show a little different, but yet on the same tone and purposeful. We don't want people to get bored. We don't want people to fall asleep. And we want people to... I really want to rock people's world. I want to upset them. I want to make them really think. And I want to make them look at things differently. And hopefully we'll be able to continue to do that.
Well, I would certainly say you've done that, because I certainly look at things a lot differently than I did just even a few years ago. And I think as far as being believers, it's all about that journey and all about that progress. And I really would. If I had to look back at my walk with the Lord, I would certainly have to say that you know, Jim's ministry has been a milestone in my life, and I guess I have to say I'd be eternally grateful for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's wonderful,
you.
Bill. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, real nice. Real nice.
I like it. See, now that people have called, when they send emails next week, I'll be able to put a voice to it, you know?
Yeah.
Folks, we need more calls here. We need more emails. Remember, email is the abiding presence, all one word, no caps, the abiding presence at the letter G, gmail.com. Text messaging has now changed. The word that you're going to type in, first word that you have to type in your text is my dog, Ranger. R-A-N-G-E-R, Ranger. And then when you press the send button to send your text to the barn, you send it to 9930. That's two nines and three zeros. And if you'd like to call in, it's 918-366-4626. That's area code 918-366-4626. Jim?
Were you finished with what you're talking about? Can you... elaborate on that. You were finished?
No, I was.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You have to understand something about me that for anything other than a relationship with the guys has really not done me any good, has not served me well. It's probably why I've not been married. It's probably why I don't have kids. It's probably why I don't celebrate holidays. I'm a loner. A lot of people find me contrary. They love the way, a lot of people will say, nobody's going to work on my horse but BJ, but if he's not working on my horse, I really don't want him around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm serious. Report cards does not work well, play well with others.
Right.
Could contribute to the class, but chooses to sit in the back and ignore everyone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've never owned a watch. I've never really cared what time it was, whether it was a holiday, whether it was hot or cold outside. I've never really given those things any care or concern. It was always just about horses and doing what I want when I want. Well, the other thing was I'm very unconventional. I don't get mail. I get mail about two or three times a year. I go to the post office. They collect it in a big box. They give it to me. And I walk outside and I just throw it in the dumpster. I just have better things to do with my time than mail. I think mail is a big waste of time. There's better uses of paper and trees than mail. I don't acknowledge mail. I'm not poor. I'm not broke. And at any given time, I've probably got somewhere between $700 and $1,200 in cash in my pants pocket, and
a gun in the other one.
Yeah, and candy.
Yeah, candy in the back pocket.
If you have cash, a gun, and candy, life is good.
You're pretty good, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's very common for my cell phone to get turned off. Turn your speakers down, folks, if you're on the show. And the reason is that I don't get my mail. If somebody sends me a text message, I just delete it. I don't read it because I don't like text messaging. I think if you have the time to type a text message, well, then you can punch in the numbers for a telephone call and at least have respect me enough to talk to me.
Right. That's good.
Hello. Hello,
yep.
PJ.
Just hold on, okay? Hold on. And so I have things turned off all the time, and I call them up, and I pay the bill, I pay the penalty, and I don't care. And what it shows is it shows I'm weird, I'm odd, but it also shows I'm not really worried or concerned about the world.
Yeah.
I'm not living a conventional life. I don't have credit cards. I don't have loans. I don't believe in them. And so the things that make me antisocial, the things that make me odd and completely different are the things that most people are totally drowning in. They're totally distracted. And those are the things that inhibit a relationship with the guys.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I try to hammer it home every show. There's nothing good of the flesh. There's nothing good that man creates. There's nothing good of the world. Well, the reason Scripture says there's nothing good of the flesh, there's nothing good of the world, turn the other cheek means to turn, have a new vision towards Christ, heaven. Repent means turn 180 degrees. If you're going right and you should go left, repent from the right, repent and go to the left. So a lot of things that anchor you, that are important to you, that busy your days, those are the hardest things to get rid of. And going back to the beginning of the show, when the text said, one of the first text messages, it said, can you guys speak a bit about spiritual warfare and maybe how you've evolved on the subject? And my take on that was the greatest spiritual warfare is within ourselves. What is important to us? What do we prioritize? How much time, energy, and effort, any mental and emotional energy do we give to things?
That's good.
Okay, caller, thanks for waiting. Hello, how are you?
All right. My name is Marian. I call in from Hawaii.
Hawaii?
That's right.
Well, my...
I listen to you guys almost 200 shows. I call for the time.
Oh, my goodness.
What island are you on?
Oahu. Ask Jim if he's coming to Oahu sometimes.
Well, you know, I don't know if I am, but I tell you what, if you have a place there that would like to have me come, maybe you can have them contact me. I'd love to come to Oahu.
I don't think so because I'm from Poland. I live on Hawaii for 30 years. I'm almost 60 years old.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm older than you guys.
You are.
And, you know, I was a Catholic for 32, belonged to Church of Christ for almost 22, and, you know, I'm by myself now, because they said I start talking about Jesus connection, I have to leave the church.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's why your show, you guys, inspire me, and that's the really show what helped people to connect in God, because... I tried to check other churches on Oahu. I don't think so. I can find it to connect because people, those preacher minister, get too much pride, and yeah. I don't think so. They go change the message.
Well, before
because they need the people.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because they need the money and support the people, and you know, you get
right.
You get good. You give a good message. No power. You know, the people coming every time because they think the preacher can connect to Jesus and all kinds of stuff. So I hope, I don't know how many people can listen to you guys. I always talk to people and refer to your message and your show. And
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and people don't want to do this because they're too busy and they don't know what they're losing.
I have a very important question to ask you.
Yes.
Okay. How much does it cost for ice cream around your house? How much does it cost for ice cream?
You know what? I can have for free because I work in the hotel business.
Oh.
That's pretty good right
no,
there.
No, but I've heard that ice cream is really expensive in Hawaii.
No, you get Costco, Sam. You can buy, 1 gallon or 2 gallon for 1 gallon, I think so, for $6. So it's not bad.
$6 for a gallon of ice cream?
That's at least a dollar more.
I'm really sorry, but I'll never come to Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. You cannot drive truck.
Yeah, well, number, that's right. That's right. He does listen to the show. Yeah, that's right. That's true.
That's great.
You just proved you listen to the show, because my philosophy have always been, if I can't get there in a Ford pickup truck.
With Ranger.
With Ranger, candy and a gun, it's not important for me to go.
Okay, I have one question for Jim. I don't know if he get some explain about Holy Spirit, how people receive Holy Spirit, or you have to, you know, some people go to Mark 11, you have, or whatever, the other reference, you have to ask to Father receive the Holy Spirit. I don't know what his exactly his point. I know everybody receive different the Holy Spirit. Maybe he can expand those or explain them in the future.
Well, just real simple for you. You know, the first thing is desire for anything. It comes with everything that we're talking about, with connecting with God, where God becomes more real. It really comes down to how much do you really want that? Because that's where your choices begin to change from the world towards God. And that's where the attraction is. The attraction is in the desire. So the same thing with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, people speaking in other tongues. It comes down to the desire, to the heart desire to have that. Because even my wife was just reading a book, and while she was alone, no one with her at all, she just lifted her voice, and immediately the presence of God came on her, and she began to speak in other tongues. So we sometimes magnify the ministry in front of other people, but it should be something very, very simple for someone that's very, very hungry.
Amen, amen. Okay, you know, thank you for your show, and I will be called for sure, because my writing is not too good, and I can speak. So in Hawaii, it's now 4:33 p.m., so I usually listen to the show on replay and, you know, over and over.
Right.
And so I will be calling you more often, and because I want to help people. I received in my life healing and walking in health.
Wonderful.
And I quit doctors and medication and everything 5 years ago.
Good for you.
And doesn't matter what happened, I better die, obey God, then go to the doctor.
Good for you. Well, you have a good night, and
yes,
keep listening in Hawaii.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and
yes,
aloha
sir.
From Hawaii.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That was nice, Hawaii.
Awesome, yeah.
$6.
Yeah.
I ain't going.
So we've got 12 now.
Okay, folks, if you want to call the show, the area code is 918-918-366-4626. That's area code 918-366-4626. We got an email that came in, and I really like this email. It came in 8 minutes ago. It says, "Hi, Jim, BJ Ranger. Thank you for 200 shows. Have learned a lot from you. You are a blessing. Here is to 200 more shows." That's another 3 years.
Oh, that's
I don't know. That's
like too
a,
much.
Yeah, it's like a judge saying, you're gone. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. All right. It says, oh, by the way, I couldn't find the show. Hey, caller, hold on a second, okay? Hold on, caller. Just turn your speakers down. It says, oh, by the way, I couldn't find the show on Live 365. Searching it does not have the show listed with the results. Marina. Okay, here's the deal. Live 365 is getting new computers, and it's a mess. Because some of the shows are on the old computers, some of the shows are on the new computers, and so if you try to go to Live 365 and go to the directory or put in station, the Abiding Presence, and nothing comes up, it means that the show has been delisted. I check daily trying to list the show. Sometimes I can list it, sometimes I can't, and sometimes Live 365, I call them up and they do it for me. So here's the thing that you have to remember. If you, instead of going to Live 365, go to the show's website, www.theabidingpresence.com, and just click on Listen Live.
Right.
And this week's show will be there looping 24/7.
That's correct.
And so soon, hopefully Live 365 will get it straightened out. But that email was from Marina, and that was a great email. Hello, caller. Thanks for waiting for us. How are you? Who is this, please?
This is David at Barbara.
Oh, my.
Hey, Dave.
It's
Barb.
It's Dave and Barb. You know, I'm really surprised, because I figured if we would have heard from Dave and Barb, there would have been this message that would have said, are you willing to accept a collect call from the county jail from Dave and Barb? If you want it, press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, or hang up.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not calling in for bail money.
It's great to hear your voice, guys.
Yeah, this is tremendous. Thank you so much for calling.
We do have a couple of special guests with us. Hey,
really?
Stovetop Sue.
Stovetop Sue.
Hey, what you cooking, Sue?
And we also have Grandma from Morgan Hill.
No way.
We're all together.
Well,
there is no opportunity missed for accuracy with sound effects tonight. I have a question for Stovetop Sue.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Susan, where have you been? What have you been doing? You used to email the show every night. We haven't heard from you in a long time. Explain yourself, please.
I've been busy with my horse.
I accept that.
I knew you would.
Is that true, or are you just blowing smoke?
It's the truth. I don't lie.
Oh, she says she doesn't lie. She says she doesn't lie at David Barber going,
No. Sue,
oh, my gosh.
Sue, you hit the right button with the whole horse thing, because if you would have said, well, actually, I've been playing a lot of golf, you would have really gotten it.
Oh, I would have hung up the phone.
I know.
I couldn't have pushed the disconnect button fast enough.
So how's it going, and are you all in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Where's Grandpa?
He's home in Morgan Hill.
Shooting squirrels.
Yeah,
watching the dogs.
Yep.
Okay, Grandma. Hey, Grandma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I mean, I know it's radio and everything, and we've never met, and I don't want to, you know, in front of your children and everything, but, I mean, I just want to talk to you for a second seriously about the fact that well, some of the things that you do on your motorcycle concern me. Yeah, I just, you know, you're a little fast off the jump, and you know those yellow lights are turning red a little quicker, and
uh-oh.
Yeah, you know the fact
we'll
that
try and do better.
The fact that you got one of those World War I Kaiser helmets with the point on top. You know, I mean, come on, you're a mature woman with style and class, but yet you're running red lights with a pointed helmet, you know, and you know, throttle in one hand, alcoholic beverage in the other. I mean, Dave and Barb and Sue didn't want to say anything, but maybe we should have an intervention with the rest of the listeners right now.
So I want to know what type of bikes do you ride?
Harleys.
Is it Harleys?
Yeah. What do you think she's gonna? What is wrong with you?
I didn't remember if that was established a long time ago or not.
I thought we were gonna make it through 200 shows without some ridiculously stupid question from you.
Hey.
What do you think the woman's going to do? She's going to say, well, Jim, it's a Schwinn. It's a Huffy.
No. I'm just wondering if it was a Honda, if it was one of those.
No, this is an American-made woman. This is an American-made elderly outlaw biker chick. She's all about Harleys. She's a Harley. She's been a Harley chick longer than you've been alive. And you're saying, oh, what kind of bike do you ride?
Well, you know what?
You know, if this wasn't your show,
she could have answered for herself.
No, I think I was. I think I did it better for her. Ask her. I bet she likes my answer.
So here's my question. give us, like we have with some of the other callers, give us some ideas of some of the things that have helped spiritually, because I know that we have fun times as well, but what are some of the things that have really helped you guys as you've listened to the show?
I could say that getting more focused on the important things and less focused on the things that are the natural things. Focusing, getting your mind off of the natural things, because those natural things take you off of what God's plan is for you. Okay. I think that by listening and relating, understanding what you're saying, we've been, at least for me personally, I've been able to connect a lot better.
Good.
It's made me, I've seen an increase in God's manifestations in my life and in our family's life more consistently. But I think the thing that I could say that's probably the most significant is the thing that you guys were talking about and you've been talking about is this absoluteness of God. And if
that's good,
if one can say that, if they can understand how important that is and definitive as it is, then they would see a lot more of God.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That's good. That is one of the most important things. What do you got going?
And I would have, this is Barb, I would have to say it's connection.
Okay.
I really enjoyed you emphasizing connection and just realizing every day that you're connected to God and that grace is all around you.
There
and
you
just
go.
Being and recognizing grace everywhere that you are and everywhere that you go, and not getting lost in everyday life, you know, caught up in doing things and not recognizing that grace is always there.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was. I'm so glad that you guys are together. It's good to hear all your voices. It's good to hear Stovetop Sue, who hasn't been around for a while.
But she's been working on horses, so that's good.
She has. She's
been cooking breakfast here for me every day. So
really?
Yeah.
I hope it's bacon and eggs and fried potatoes and not some of her weird Northern Cal health food stuff like soup.
We've had bacon and sausage every day.
Good.
You'd be impressed. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good night, and thank you so much for supporting the show.
Thanks so
much.
And
the emails and calling. Thank you.
Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And hopefully, out in Morgan Hill, California.
Yeah, Grandpa's listening.
The big cheese, the big boss.
Yep.
Is listening himself.
Yeah, on his Harley.
It's about 17, 18 minutes to 10 here. So that means it's about 17, 18 minutes to 8 there.
Right.
It's probably daylight. He's probably, you know, cleaning his little 22, looking to shoot a squirrel or two while Grandma is gone. See, Grandma feeds the squirrels.
And Grandpa shoots them.
Yeah, that's what you call a symbiotic relationship. The yin and the yang, the positive and negative posts of a battery. Okay, folks, let's check for emails here. We have an email here that says, "Hi, BJ and company. I tried to call, but I couldn't get through." Well, nobody's calling now. Jim mentioned how has the show made a difference in our relationship with the guys? The show is to me like a religious detox program. I have had to unlearn a lot of quote unquote stuff. Blessings. Oh, Diane from Toronto.
Oh, good.
She 918-366-4626. I know a lot of people are calling at once, but it's just kind of a game. You just got to press redial. 918-366-4626. We got a text that came in a while ago. It says, "Enjoying the shows from the beginning in Broken Arrow. Keep up the good work." Or no, it just says, "Keep it up."
You might want to give that 800 number for Diane because she's in trouble.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it, yeah, I think it works in Canada. Yeah. It would be 855-STALL-13, 855-782-5513. That's STALL-13. That's the 800 number that I use Sunday nights for my show. We got a email that literally just came in seconds ago. Congratulations on the 200th show. Thank you so very much for answering my questions. You guys are so awesome. I look forward to many, many more. This is from Desiree.
Good.
Well, thank you. I wonder where Desiree is. I like it when people tell us where they are.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm always curious just to see, you know, where they are in the world. Okay, folks, the phone isn't ringing. We've got about another 5 or 10 minutes of calls. So this is your last chance. Ranger? That's right. Okay. 918-366-4626.
I wonder where Mulligan Tim is.
We didn't hear from Mulligan Tim.
What about some of our Florida contacts?
Yeah. Well, you know who Chris? Chris sends a lot. You know who I'm shocked didn't call?
Hmm.
The Weaver kids.
That would have been fun.
Maybe they don't have a phone.
Maybe they're in school.
I don't know. Yeah. It's summertime and they're...
No, night school.
Yeah, night school. They're in prison. Prison school. Every day. No breaks.
I'm sure Heather has something to say about that.
I don't know. We're not getting any calls. And it's not even long distance. No. If they have a home phone, the Weaver's phone starts with 366 like mine does.
Yeah.
All right, we just got an email came in seconds ago. It says, Jim and BJ, happy 200th. Here's to the next 2,000.
No, it won't be around that long.
I'm serious. It says, here's to the next 2,000. No, that's not a typo. Laugh out loud. Peace and grace. Angela K., Southern Illinois.
Okay.
2,000. Okay, let's see. There, I want to see once. Hold on a second. Okay, so...
56 or 52? 52 weeks.
There's 52 weeks in a year, Einstein.
Right.
So. Okay, that's 38 more years. Okay, 38 plus the 3 year. Okay, that means that we would be doing this radio show for 41 years.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be almost 100 years old.
That's like a death row sentence.
Oh, it is.
Could you imagine doing this show for 41 years?
No.
Okay, let me ask you a question. All jokes aside, when I first approached you and we were driving into the radio station, okay, did you ever think of 3.5 years, 200 shows? Did you think that it had that longevity? Did you see yourself doing that?
Well, no, because at the time, I didn't even know what to expect. So... You know, I just looked at it as one show at a time, to be really honest with you. Now, I look at it from a different perspective, because then it was about getting through the show, not knowing and not being, you know, used to it. I knew you were. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing that actually made me comfortable was I knew you could pick up where I would leave off, you know?
Yeah, because see, my radio show next month in August has its 17th year anniversary.
Okay. Well,
so I've been doing my radio show for 17 years. So back then, I'd already logged 13, 14 years of doing my own show.
Right.
So, yeah, I was pretty...
So I was relying upon that. I didn't really know what to expect. So it was all about really getting through the show. Now, really and honestly, if I kept going... I would be pleased only because we're really helping people, and it's great. And to be honest, I'm being helped too all the time. I mean, so
I gave it 6 months. I figured if I'm not a betting man because it's easier to save it than it is to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a tightwad, but you know, I'll never be sitting on a stool in an Indian casino pushing buttons.
Right.
I figured about 6 months it would run its course. I didn't really know you like I know you now. I figured that you'd have a hard time committing, you know, your personal time to do a show because it is a commitment, as you now know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was, I didn't know if anybody would listen, what they would think. And also, I just thought, I still, not as much, because obviously 200 shows and, you know, all the emails and texts we get and all the nice phone calls tonight. But I still, on a weekly basis, not as often, not every day, but at least once or twice a week, I'll be filling up water tanks, watching horses eat, watching, you know, the chickens run all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I'm basically in a, I'm not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
And so my mind just drifts. And I still question myself if I'm the type of person, if I'm the right man to be talking on the radio about the guys. I still question whether I should be doing it. If I don't know where it comes from.
But when you do it, you don't question it.
I mean, no.
It's odd times, random times that it comes to you, right?
It just, yeah, I just think, you know, well, I just think to myself, I says, I'm not a people person.
Yeah, but this you is know? Perfect because you I'm don't really have to be.
You know, I'm not the most friendliest of people. I mean, I'm not rude to people. I'm actually, most people think I'm very courteous and polite.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know, in public, I mean, you know, I am. I always, if I pull a shopping cart out, man, woman, or child, I always say, do you need a cart? I mean, you know, I open doors for people. I help people, you know.
Yeah, you have manners.
But I do. Every once in a while, I just say, you are not the guy for this.
Well, what about your feeling of your development over the last 3-4 years and then the fact that we're still doing the show? Does it make you look at it through a different pair of eyes? Do you have a different perspective now?
The listeners provide a bona fides and a verification that
I think so too.
The things that I blow off, the things I ignore,
mm-hmm.
the things that I don't think are important, they validate that all the time.
Right.
I see through text, emails, and now tonight with phone calls over the last 200 shows, I see things that I say that could easily be me doing that.
Hmm.
I could easily understand how it would be overwhelming, how you could get caught up in that. And I say, well, I don't want to be that. You know, like a fly on
yeah.
the wall.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's like watching a car go over a bridge and the bridge collapses. And you think, well, that's not a bridge for a car. So I'll never drive over that bridge. I see that a lot. And part of that is the guys. You know how my relationship mm-hmm. is and what the guys do
mm-hmm.
With me. But yeah, I've never, at this point, I don't think about time anymore. I don't think about 210 or 400 or 2,000 shows.
Right.
I just know that on a Tuesday night, this is what I do.
Hmm.
I don't look at it as a job or a career. I don't look at it as a, it's not even an obligation, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just something to do. I look at doing the show like blinking my eyes, swallowing. It's just a reflex that this is what I do on a Tuesday night. And I don't know if any of that makes sense at all. All right, good. Folks, here's the deal. We need one more telephone call to cap the night off. So whether you've listened for a long time or this is the first show that you've listened to, make the machines make noise. 918-366-4626. Send us a couple of more texts. Remember, it's all new texting. The first word that you have to type in your text is Ranger, R-A-N-G-E-R. And then when you press the send button, it's 99 and three zeros. Two nines and then three zeros. 99,000. The email is the same, theabidingpresence@gmail.com. This is our 100th show. It's the first time that we've ever opened up the phones. How many calls did you log?
I've got 14 right now.
That's kind of cool.
So, you know, I know that our topic tonight kind of got woven through all the different
calls.
Well,
we knew it would.
And that's totally cool. But I just wanted to say this. Before the show, as we were talking, you know, it's just a really awesome thought because it's very clear. We're most of us that have these smartphones are guilty of this. They consume our time. We're on them all the time. We don't go anywhere without them. And the more we're happy and content to be looking at them, the less opportunity we have to develop real relationships where real integrity is necessary. And that carries over. You know, Jesus said, if you don't get it with the things that you see, you're pretty much not going to get it with the things you don't see. So if we're losing the ability to have a relationship with people that we know, then there's no doubt about it that we're losing ground in having a relationship with God.
One thing I know about technology, whether it's radio, television, movies, DVDs, CDs, or cell phones, or even CB radios and walkie-talkies, on occasion, every once in a while, I have a business call that is strictly business, and it doesn't go well. It starts to turn into an argument, and somebody draws a line in the sand, and I just say, okay, I need to go, and I'll hang up the phone. And then I'll wash up, give a list of things to do for the cowgirls on the ranch, and I'll go have a face-to-face. I just show up and surprise them.
Right.
And they say, oh, well, I wasn't expecting this. And I said, well, the conversation was getting a little too thick for a cell phone. I says, I want you to say these things and look into my eye. And you know what? It always changes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will cut you off in traffic, and you have road rage, and you want to give them the international one-finger hello. And you're honking your horn, and you're really mad. And all of a sudden, it's your neighbor. It's somebody that you casually know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a smile on your face. And all of a sudden, the anger's gone, and you feel bad that they saw an aggressive anger side of you. And you go, oh, jeez, you almost killed me. I thought you liked me. You know, it's very, very difficult to hold a position of aggressiveness or one of displeasure when you're nose to nose, when you're in front
right,
of somebody.
Right.
It's a lot harder to tell somebody that you don't love them, that you don't want to be with them face to face. It's harder to tell your boss that you've been passed over, you should have had a raise, you've earned it, you're a hard worker. Why are you not doing this? It's so much easier to just press the send button on an email.
Sure, sure.
It's so much easier to punish a child with a text message. You're grounded. After you receive this text message, you better get all the phone calls and text messages you want because when I get home, I'm taking it away from you. It's always easier to allow technology and a third person, third party, something so that you are not directly accountable for what you're doing.
Right.
There's an insulator. There's a buffer. Well, those are really handy and they're very comfortable. And I find myself being drawn to them like the next person. I'm not immune to it. But I'm getting to the point where grace says, hey, snap out of it. You know, look what you're thinking of, let alone mm-hmm. thinking about saying or doing. I think that's a very big roadblock for people in grace and having prayers answered, is they really don't realize how disconnected they are from their own divine spark.
Mm-hmm.
That it isn't just that they've turned their back on Christ. They've really turned their back and they're ignoring who they really are.
Yeah, themselves.
They're ignoring themselves, the true self. That person that is a little shy, a little apprehensive, that person that really worries about what people thinks of them.
Right, right.
You know, that part of them that is so personal that they may go their whole life and never share that part of themselves with another human being.
Right.
But yet they'll share it with a horse or a dog. But they're too afraid or worried about being brokenhearted. They won't share it with someone else.
Yeah.
I think that that's kind of the point of tonight's show.
Yeah, sure it is.
And the reason I wanted a lot of phone calls is I wanted someone at home who feels alone, who feels that nobody is on the same page or is feeling what they're doing. It's real easy to read a text or an email because, frankly, we could be making them up. I mean, we don't, but right. I mean, you know, you could say, well, I wonder if that person really did. Wonder if they really got a text. Wonder if they really got an email. I wanted people to hear strangers' voices, to hear their questions, their concerns, to hear the excitement, the pleasure, the satisfaction in their voice, so that not for our accolades or our 200 shows, really, seriously, who cares?
Yeah, we don't care about that.
No, who cares? But more about saying, okay, I live here. I don't know anybody else that listens to the show, but I can hear the excitement and the progress in their voice. I'm not alone. And yeah. I don't know. I think it's gone pretty good tonight.
Yeah, I do too.
I think really we good. Might have to have another telephone night.
Yeah, I think so too. I've enjoyed it immensely. It's great to talk with folks.
Are you ready to say something about 200 shows?
Yeah, I am.
All right, here goes.
Well, again, it's great, and we're certainly really blessed to have you guys tuning in every week and just listening with us as we begin to just talk about Jesus and how important it is for us to develop the friendship and relationship that means everything in your life. So tonight, I just want to say thank you to you listeners for being a part of what we're doing. And I just want to pray for you that you would have an amazing and wonderful day, wonderful night's rest. Tomorrow as you get up, you'll find that grace is everywhere, just like some of the testimonies we've heard tonight, especially Barb's testimony, that grace is literally everywhere and you can get swallowed up with it. Find yourself enjoying so much that God's there that you lose sight of the things that you've always been bothered with. So I pray for you tonight that that's exactly how you'll begin to understand the things that we're sharing. And then you'll begin to write in with testimonies and with evidence that proves that God's real. And for that, we say amen and thank you for being with us.
Well, what'd you think?
I think it's great. And you know, I don't really need to do this because we've already thanked him. But you know, it's because of people like someone like Dave and Barb that we can do what we just did. I mean, I want to say thanks again, Dave, for thinking of us. This whole
Breakfast Ed.
I mean, there are individuals that are really helping us.
People in Broken Arrow.
Yeah, and we really appreciate that. And it makes a night like tonight possible where we have equipment that we can handle this. I think all the equipment went well tonight, don't you?
I think it was an okay show. I thought it was great. Things went good.
Have you done this on your radio show recently at all?
What?
Questions?
Yeah, the phones are open every Sunday night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I better say something. Yeah. About the telephone, on next Tuesday night, we won't be doing telephone calls.
Right.
Because as you can see, when you do telephone calls, that's all the show is telephone calls. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But you know we've got miles to go, folks.
Yeah.
And so, but we will. I promise we will have another telephone night because it went real well. And we'll probably work up to them. We'll probably pick a date in the future and warn everybody and let people know about a telephone night.
That's good.
But about the phone numbers that I gave out, they're really for horse people to call with medical questions about their horses. And so if you want to get a hold of Jim or me, email theabidingpresence@gmail.com or the text messaging on the show.
Right, right.
Next week.
And Wednesday night.
This Wednesday night, Hardesty Library.
Right. It's going to be a good night.
And also now on the radio show website, you can tap into the Hardesty Library.
Live stream.
On www....
The Abiding Presence.
TheAbidingPresence.com.
Yep.
And so, well, we made it.
We did.
200 radio shows. I can't believe it. You know, we've been... This show is 2 hours and 5 minutes long. Does it seem like it's been 2 hours?
Well, not talking to people, it doesn't.
No.
Goes
I
by
love
very
the phone
fast.
Calls.
Yeah, it goes by very fast.
I wish we could have talked to more people. I know people probably tried to get through and they got voicemail and answering
But you know
machines.
What's cool is all along for quite some time, people have been emailing hello and how are you to different ones that
yeah.
email the show. So tonight, it's fun just as much,
That's
I'm
right.
sure, for someone like Breakfast said to hear Grandma's voice. From California,
yeah.
you know?
I think so, too. And thank you all very much for the wonderful compliments, the loyalty of listening every Tuesday night. And Ranger? Good girl. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks for being with us.
I'm